I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So last week I updated you guys on this inner live streamer named Neon and how he was still out here acting like a clown for his audience of kids.
A lot of people are saying they're gonna pull up to this party and beat my respectfully, I'm five deep with a bunch of black kids and they have nothing to live for in life. They're gonna beat back, right? No one's touching me. I don't give a
And while Neon is technically one of the fastest growing streamers on the internet, a lot of people believe that his hype is largely manufactured by bots that boost his social media presence and the view count on his streams. For months, this dude has been running around being a public nuisance, disrespecting people, and then hiding behind his security guards. He did even get checked a few times, but still in general, we felt that someone had to stop this fool. And well, guys, it looks like that might have finally happened, and I will say it was a very unlikely source to do so. And so the situation all really started when Neon announced that he would be going to the latest UFC event. Much like boxing was in the past, I do feel like these UFC fights have become more of like a social gathering for celebrities, where they try and link up and network with each other. You see a lot of like in real life streaming going on. And the head honcho Dana White is all for it, okay? He's definitely like tapped into the internet, into social media. We've seen his various campaigns with Nelk, so he's all about it, okay? He obviously wants to get like the younger people interested in watching the UFC. And with that being said, one of Dana White's good friends does seem to be Donald Trump, and so he himself will make a lot of appearances at these events. And so, of course, various streamers and other internet figures use that opportunity just to try and siphon some clout, maybe shake the man's hand, get a picture, get a moment with him on stream. And so, of course, with Neon knowing that Trump was likely going to be at this event, he was going to use this moment to try and siphon clout himself, okay? He was standing there at his gas tank with his water hose.
One problem, Donald Trump and the Secret Service are gonna be there, so here's my plan, chat. You know, you can clip this and, you know, foreshadow it in the future. What's gonna happen is I'm gonna walk up, you know, I'm gonna talk my shit to Trump, and then it's gonna be a very good experience. And I'm gonna talk shit. I don't care if the Secret Service is there. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna talk shit. So it's all good. It's gonna be a very good time. It's gonna be very interesting. And yeah, don't say anything. I don't think the Secret Service is about shit, so we should be fine.
So obviously, announcing to thousands of people on the internet that you're gonna walk up and talk your shit to a former president is just a beyond idiotic thing to do. Especially while also throwing in that last comment about how the Secret Service ain't shit. Like, you know, just in making this announcement, this guy popped up on like 100 different radars. Obviously, Dana White cares deeply about his relationship with Trump. And so he wants to make sure he has a good time. He wants to make sure that some of these internet clout chasers don't go too far in their pursuit of meeting him or annoying him and trying to get their moments. And so you knew he was not going to let this shit fly. And so while Neon was on his way to the UFC event, he actually got word that Dana White had shut that shit down.
Apparently, Neon's not allowed in.
What?
They dropped your name specifically.
Huh?
They just dropped your name specifically, bro. They said Neon is not allowed in.
In the stadium?
Yes.
What?
And I love how he's just so shocked. Like, what? The words I said online actually gonna have bearing on my real life? And you know, Sneeko is just sitting next to him just absolutely fuming up. This is a man who's 100% driven by clout and by money. And you know he will be a cuck for pretty much anyone who can get him either of those two things. And so he's just beyond pissed off that this guy Neon is ruining his opportunity to kiss ass. But he still has to hang out with him, cause guess what? Neon is like 10 times more poppin' than Sneeko right now.
What the hell?
I'm not allowed in the state.
You specifically, so now I need to talk to him about refunding the damn money.
Hold on, no, there's no f***ing way.
No, you stay your ass in the car.
He's like, dude, you need to sit your ass down. I'm not trying to f*** with the Secret Service. But to make the whole situation 10 times funnier, Dana White just completely leaned into the banning when a reporter asked him about it that night.
There's a popular streamer online called Neon, and he said he was banned from the arena tonight, specifically by...
He said he was banned from the arena? No, what happened is he said some stupid shit on Instagram, and, he bought tickets so he wasn't anywhere close. When you start saying stupid shit like that... Yeah, you're probably going to get busted up and thrown out of here, making threats.
That man said, you're going to get busted up.
Talking dumb shit, looking for clout.
I believe he said he was going to confront.
I don't care what he said.
I think he said he was going to confront Donald Trump. His way.
I don't care what he said. Did he? Fucking punk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I love how individuals who are actual adults just continue to handle Neon like he's some annoying 12-year-old kid. Because that is essentially his entire persona. It's like on some Revenge of the Nerds, Revenge of the Incel shit. And pretty much anyone with a fully developed brain just thinks this man is an absolute clown. So who knew that Dana White was gonna be the hero that we did not know we needed, but that we definitely deserved? And this is how you know that Sneeko was bent out of shape about this whole situation. Is this the same face he made when he got cucked?
You guys don't understand, this kid needs to f***ing shape the f*** up. And I'm not talking about his girl or like what in every single aspect. It's bad. It's really bad. Dana, like, clout f***s up your head. It changes your principles. Like, you don't think anything it's bad, bro.
Let's be honest, Nico. You don't really give a shit. You're just mad that he messed up your dick-sucking opportunity, dude. It's like one of those things where the message is okay, but the messenger is not. He's still out here doing absolutely anything he can for, like, just a little shred of relevance. And you can always tell when he feels like he's fallen off because he'll just make some, like, outlandish statements on Twitter just trying to, like, rile up controversy. Like, if anything, I feel like he's a way bigger clout chaser than Neon actually is, to be honest. I mean, just look at this picture that he posted and tell me that this man will not say anything just for a single drop of attention. And then Neon's manager steps in to say this, the guy with the Illuminati tattoo on his face. He says, out of respect for the whole UFC, Dana White, Red Rock, and the greatest president to ever live. God damn, the glazing is insane. Last night, my client's actions were unacceptable, and I'd like to formally apologize to anyone that was disrespected. Last night was the final straw. No more disrespectful trolling. I mean, it's just hilarious to me that these people are literally on their hands and knees bowing down to Trump, okay? Now he took it too far. Like, before when he was just harassing civilians, oh, that wasn't too far, that wasn't that bad. Before when he was on that racist shit, when he was on that incel shit, oh man, that's just Neon being Neon. But now that you messed with our connections, Neon, you went too far, buddy. A couple of days ago, the top G even threw his hand to the ring to call all these different streamers clowns.
How do you feel about like the Aiden Rosses, Sneeko, Zerka, all of these people that kind of walk in the realm of where you want? Like Neon is one now. Like, how do you feel about these gentlemen?
Also, shout out to George Jenko, man. He's doing very well for himself. Since the separation from Logan Paul, this guy is so much more likable.
But Neon or whatever his name is, he's a clown and Zerka's a clown. I don't want to insult him too much, but they're just children being stupid. And
so that's what Andrew had to say about Neon. In his response to Andrew, Neon couldn't even say shit.
He basically just called me a clown and said I'm a f***ing loser, bro. And he compared me to Zerka. Zerka. You know what, bro? You know what, Tate? You know what?
I mean, I won't lie. Zerka, he's a lot worse than Neon.
Bro, you know what? Here's where I really change my ways, and I genuinely say that you're right. You're right, bro. I'm a loser. I'm a clown. You got it, bro. You got it. You're right. You're right, bro. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it like a man. You're right, bro. I'm a loser, bro. You're right.
And I got to say, I think the only dumber person in this entire situation has to be this girl. They sent Neon's manager $30,000 to try and get a raid on her stream.
This is a message to the Neon fans and Kane, aka Illuminati manager. When I first met Kane, I was already very uneasy and the vibes just felt weird and I was super quiet the whole time. When I was around him is when the host by Neon was brought up and Kane said they charged $15,000 for a host. I was obviously stupid and agreed to pay $15,000 for a host, which I shouldn't have done.
She's like, yeah, I got bad vibes from this guy, but once I saw that the clout was on the table, all I had to do was send that little measly $15,000 over to him, so I did it.
The day of the host comes, and Kane texts me and says, you need to send an extra $15,000 if you want the host. And I'm like, okay, I'll send an extra $15,000 and be a retard, so I sent $30,000 in total to Neon for a host. The host then kept getting delayed, and I was like, what are the issues? What's happening? And then we decide to call Neon one-on-one. And as I'm speaking to him, we say we sent extra $15,000. Like, what's happening? So now I sent you $30,000 in total. Like, we want to know if this host is happening. And he goes, you sent $30,000 for a host? What the f-? Like, he had no idea that I sent $30,000. He had no idea.
Listen, if you're sending $30,000 to a man who has the all-seeing eye tattooed on his face, you kind of deserve to get scammed. I mean, it really just goes to show you guys how clout-driven these streamers are. Like, they're so dependent on networking and kissing each other's ass. Like, the whole social climbing aspect to influencers is just so hilarious. Like, I don't know, I just couldn't give a f*** who you know. I don't give a damn about your follower count. I don't give a damn about your impressions. Who gives a shit? And you know things are bad for you when you're out here getting impressed by baby mutant or baby alien. By the way, if you know who this man is, you need to seek God.
Yeah.
Can you see?
Can I what?
Can you see?
Can I see?
Yeah.
Can you see? I mean, yeah, you definitely can't see. Your fucking eyes pop out of your head.
Yeah, why are you wearing glasses?
Because...
You can definitely hear because them ears popping out your head.
How are you going to say that when your ears look stupider than mine? Are you dumb?
Straight. Then I like sticking out like this, boy. You're like Dumbo head ass. You know, don't make me get on your ass, Jit.
That boy,
call me
baby muted.
Hey, motherfucker. Oh,
oh, what's up?
Just
what's up?
Listen, man, when you're getting violated by OF chicks and baby alien, you're not doing something right.
So is that what you guys all do for work?
I do.
And you, like, you're happy.
But doesn't your girl do too?
No, but she doesn't show anything like you whores. But,
I mean, but I make the most money.
I don't think you make more than her. It's not possible.
Probably not, but I mean, I'm pretty
yeah,
probably
and then
close.
You have to, like, spread your
pretty
open
close.
And shit. Like, it's a little
pretty
different.
Close.
Nah, I don't think so.
I
but like hers is just like IG pics, like, you know, just like.
I mean, I do more than but this is my specialty.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the point where we are in our society today, where you have someone taking the moral high ground over someone else who are both selling their body online to the highest bidder. He's like, oh, my girlfriend, yeah, she got rich selling her body online, but not the same way you do it. Listen, young man, if you're out there watching this video, don't be trying to follow in the footsteps of a Neon. I'm always of the opinion that if your father is a good man, you look to him as your role model in life. And if your father isn't around or he's maybe not the best person, look towards a grandfather. Look towards an uncle. Maybe a coach, someone else in your community that can kind of like show you what it means to be a real man. Because if you're growing up on this shit, and these, like, various figures on the internet are, like, your role models, it's not gonna turn out good for you, I promise you that. And the only reason I get on my soapbox there is I have to believe that a majority of the audience of these streamers are from, like, 10 to maybe 16 years old. So in a lot of ways, they do have a lot of influence when it comes to the youth. Either way, y'all let me know what you guys think down below. Shout out to that man, Dana White. As always, I do want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy, the Tan Superman, and some of the clown streamers out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace!